this first set is entitled Valparaiso. And we're going to use a combination of English and Chilean traditional music and one or two original songs to tell the story of our trade and contact with Chile and with South America going back over 200 years or so. And the song and the piece of music ends with celebration and return. So some of these pieces are put together and linked together consecutively. So this is Valparaiso.
Pleasant weather.
South America bound, a journey begun. Life's going on in the barrios, half the world away. Oceans to cross and a course to steer all the way. We bought copper and ore, silver and gold. Through mines and fields, the sweat of the people was sold. Lights going out in the barrios, long days later at an end. They saw the wealth of the mountains flowed away.
Vengo de un país que nació dentro de mí, por azul que va desnudando al sol mi raíz, y canto por no llorar bajo una luna de sal. En la noche sin límite, por un verso de mí, mete de las estrellas gentil horizonte por alcanzar, y estalla alegre mi voz desde un aroma en flor. Abandona su soledad con esa tierra, mariposa enamorada, devuelve los mineros por mis venas va navegando un río mayor, y estalla en mi geografía, cultivando el nuevo día. Tu látigo infinito, cansado de esperar. Soy volcán y mar, cordillera llena de luz, hemisferio austral, cóbica, dorada, cruz del sur. Y enamoradas mis manos vuelven al polvo y al barro, renaciendo para alcanzar mi canción mineral. Su tierra mariposa enamorada, devuelve a los mineros su mirada. Aplica esta oración llena de amor. Yes.
to the Yankees. Shalom.
Thank you.
Morning. when it became pop. The past he cried, you got a race swap. If you had no pop, let's handle your knob. And Sarah smiled at the theater.
Waves crashed to the shore.
tide running deep, and he dreams his moment last. Running hand and brain through fingers like sand, there the water is cast. But it falls on deep guns, drifting down to the dark of the ocean floor. When he sleeps, then he dreams he's a father again, but he waits as a man more. Strong winds bring by.
Thank you. exploring the differences and the similarities between our two different traditions. Yeah, but by that I mean the differences in tradition between myself and Steve Knightley as Southerners and Dave Townsend over there as somebody from Yorkshire. Different, very different. There's a song called Till Ships, which Steve Knightley wrote many years ago about wrecking on the Cornish coast, which something that involves usually a fireproof donkey, a flaming bale of straw, and walking it along the shoreline at 4 o'clock in the morning, having doused the official light in order to draw some hapless merchant vessel onto the shore and plunder the contents thereof. We discovered a similar tradition in Chile involving llamas.
Happens a lot around Bridport.
Absolutely, yes. That's my pleasure, my friend. Anyway, this is called Tall Ships.
On the skyline the tall ships sail by, bound for London, their decks piled high. Fruits of warmer lands passing through our hands, so we look for a storm in the sky. There's a lighthouse a mile from the shore that the storm-weary sailors search for. When the wind and rain break their cares again, oh, it won't shine for them anymore. On the skylines the tall ships sail by, bound for London, their decks pile high.
I'm for London, Canada.
November with chills to the bone. December rain lashes the snow. Season brings us life. Take your sacrifice and bring back the hope to our homes. On the skylines, all ships sail by, bound for London, Thursday, Spine High. Fruits so on the lands, passing through our hands, so we look for a storm in the skies. On the skylines, all ships sail by, bound for London, Thursday, Spine. Thank you.
It's called Damia, which means rain.
So my friend David Shirley
died. Yes. From the rain here.
This is full of dead armadillos.
Thank you.
hopefully the story together. One was written by Mauricio Venegas and it's La Sotierra, Beneath the Ground, which is a song about the miners. And the second is a song written by Steve Knightley called Santiago, which attempts to explain Anglo-Chilean relations over the last 350 years in four verses and as many choruses, which I think you'll agree is a fairly tall order. This is the complete song anyway. It's called Santiago.
Thank you.
South America bound. The story's done. There'll be laughter and song in the barrios to echo half the world away. When Maria Raúl Isabella
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. I'm sorry about my accent, but it's been how to handle it.
It's Thursday night, is that?
Yeah, well, it's not the Milton's fault, you know.
Yeah.
This song is a song that tells about the need of the people to resist any sort of oppression. We are not doing very well with this God. Right, yes, we are here because we are political refugees, I mean, this country. And we've been raising awareness of the political situation in Latin America for a while now. They didn't have a clue when they met us. They're just pretending now. But to cut the story short, I mean, we have to play with 30 people like that. We all love each other anyway. This is a song that is very easy beat to follow with the dancing and the clapping. They do it very well in Hackney. We'll see how they do here. Well, we're cheersing today. Okay. You go volando.
fourth conquistador. This is Christopher Columbus is not very stupid, having an extremely stupid brother, Elvis Columbus, who unfortunately got his charts in a mess and turned right at Portugal. And he actually ended up sailing up and around the south coast of England, which he invaded, discovered. And all the way around the end, he sailed up the Severn Estuary and was eventually shipwrecked in the Forest of Dean, near a place called Cinderford, which happens to be the place where our long-suffering sound person, unsound person, Mr. Mark Parry, comes from. Mark's been delving back into his history, and he discovered that originally his family called the Parayos, Marcos Parayos. And in his dreadful racial memory, which includes some terrible massacres and awful, dreadful things that he can remember, he's actually got this terrible version of Spanish locked away in his head, which came to a head at lunch, in fact, the other day when we were eating prunes, and he came up with the immortal phrase, Mindonos los Stonos. I mean, who do you telephone? Anyway, we've handed all this completely useless information over to Tor Heyerdahl, and he's writing it up in one of his famous journey books. So there you go. Anyway, it's two songs stemmed from a comment that Mauricio made when we were watching television when we could have been rehearsing back in August, and I think it was something to do with one of the various movies going down at the time. Someone on the telly said Columbus found America. Mauricio said, no, he didn't. It wasn't lost in the first place. So that's where this first song comes from. And the second song is a beautiful song, which is traditional. And I'm not even going to attempt to translate it because my translation is really appallingly naff. You really want me to do it?
It's a song from Ecuador. Ecuador is another country in Latin America. Actually, it is. It's related to it because it's near as well and it's being damaged. So the song, no, this is true. The song is about looking after Mother Earth, Pachamama. And it's a sort of land.
Wealth and scattering tears. water was clean and the air was pure. Now drink from the land of living swamps, without names and without tongues. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Now the new world sickens and the old grows fat. I'd have been much better if the earth was flat. Columbus did find America. It wasn't lost, it was always there. I won't celebrate 500 years, plundering wealth and scattering tears. Columbus did find America.
It wasn't lost.
Nobody can hear you scream.
It says in our publicity material that we met in a darkened theatre, which kind of implies that we were all sort of mooching through this darkened theatre in Bracknell all at the same time and happened to fall over each other, which in my case is not hard, but think about it. However, it was a little bit more organised than that. And the interesting thing was that the first piece of music that we found in common was A, English, extremely big, extremely old, and was common to both Sergio and Dave.
This is a blubber that we sang about earlier.
No, that's a seagull, Steve. Anyway, we really would like to finish as we started with the first tune that we ever learned together. Come on, heel. There's a tune called Nonsuch again, which I'm not qualified to explain, so Dave will tell you all about it.
Yeah, it's a tune called Nonsuch.
Enigmatic, Mr. Dave Chanser.
It's an English jazz tune. Yeah, Sergio was playing this around the Pampas, and it sounded as though it had probably only ever been played on the Pampas. It's one of those tunes that seems to transpose itself very, very easily and better onto other instruments. It exists in two forms, minor key and major key, and we're going to have both. And this is, by the way, our last number, so thanks ever so much.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's because it was. Well, it's most of his last number. Mauricio's probably going to bang it. Sing a few songs, tell a few jokes. Is that right? No, this is called Nonsuch, and thanks ever so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On Charango, Quatra, Sampan, and Kenya, Vladimir Vega. On accordion, small concertina and larger concertina, with a thousand of Dave Townsend. Yeah. On guitar, wit, charm, height, beard, bombo, Kenya and Zampano, Mauricio Venegas. On the mandolin with a thyroid problem, vocals and occasional percussion, and even more occasionally, mandolin, Mr. Steve Knightley. James Galway of the Zampano. Sergio Vila. And finally, Phil. A bad man, you can do it. Hi Paloma, so please join in and buy our tapes and pictures and souvenirs.
Yeah, Christmas
is coming. You can all come down here and dance as well.
Mouths to feed, all this sort of thing.
very much. Thank you.